Welcome to the Geek Psychology Podcast. This podcast comes from the Geek Psychology YouTube channel, where we use personality type and geek and gaming culture to help you play life better. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being you. And I hope you enjoy the show. In this video, we're going to talk about the basics of introverted intuition, also known as NI. We're going to talk about the strengths and weaknesses that come with it. Some superheroes, I'm going to say hoopers heroes. I don't know what that is. Superheroes that use introverted intuition, so the INJs, INFJs, and INTJs, and some of the pitfalls and weaknesses and how to get around them if you are an INJ as well, or an ENJ too. And we're also going to compare introverted intuition to extroverted intuition, as well as introverted sensing, so you can get some more clarity around those cognitive functions. What's up, legend? It's Sherman here from Geek Psychology. I'm not really sure what this channel is anymore. It's INFP-inspired self-discovery, and you can take that however you want, okay? But the intention of this is to bring us closer to fulfillment, to living aligned with our purpose and mission. So whatever your personality type is, though, this video can help you get a deeper understanding of one of the characters within your psyche. This one I call the visioning mystic, and I'll get into that in a bit, and how to use that character for holistic self-discovery and development. So what is introverted intuition? Well, first of all, it's very helpful to go back to the basics. So it's a perceiving function. Perceiving functions are how you gain information, how you gather information about the world, how you perceive it. It's like a lens that you're viewing the world through. And if it's one of your strengths, it's probably a lens that you use almost all the time. So we can use all of these different cognitive functions, but the thing is, when it's a strength of our personality type and something that we highly value, well, we tend to use that all the time, and it becomes the natural way of approaching life. So it's a perceiving function. We got that, right? And it's intuition. So it's speculative. It's in the ideas domain of life. It's connecting the dots. It's saying, well, where could this be going? Or where did it come from? Okay, connecting the dots, pattern recognition, reading behind the curtain, however you want to view that. It's a way of springboarding off of the tangible reality around you and seeing a meta perspective of it. And it's also introverted. Introverted functions are the ones that I call defensive functions. It's the orientation that you are using to do intuition. Okay, it's the stance of it. And defensive characters, these introverted functions, are more slow to be processed. They take some time. The brain is working. It's going like all through the back and then up around as it comes back into the front, because it takes more time to access these internal resources. And introverted functions are going for depth. And extroverts have depth too. It's just how much we focus on those and how much we prefer to use those kind of functions or those different processes in our life. So the introverted functions are going to take a little bit more time. Imagine a defensive character kind of in the back line, taking their time. I'm trying to rhyme, but I can't find the way to word so bad. So they've taken a step back. They're not in the front line. They're not necessarily reacting and acting quickly. They're checking things out first. They're seeing, well, what do I know about this already? Or what can I see? What can I understand about this before I engage with it and before I interact with it? So you put them all together, introverted intuition, okay? This function is about diving deep into an idea. It's a narrowing focus, a convergent focus of idea space. So where is all of this heading to? And with that, a lot of times, introverted intuitives will take a step back, maybe rise up above and see this whole overview perspective of things and realize that we're focusing on the wrong framing. We have the wrong question to start with. So if we start with a different question. Where does that take our answer and our perspectives? And speaking of perspectives, introverted intuitives have a way of seeing how their brain is forming patterns. It's this self-reflective meta state, again, of noticing how you're thinking about thinking. It's metacognition. And so a lot of INJs will have this prophetic vibe to them. I call introverted intuition the visioning mystic. So if you imagine it as a character, whether you play fantasy games or it's a superhero character or just some character within a story that you have endless archetypes and tropes to pull from. So you know this character innately. It's part of your nature. They're seeing where things are unfolding. They have a cool, serene sense of knowing to them. They question the nature of the universe and the ebb and flow of time and life. It's a very meditative function. And speaking of meditative function and archetypes, I want to give you a quote from Carl Jung about introverted intuition. Introverted intuition apprehends the images which arise a priori, i.e., the inherited foundations of the unconscious mind. These archetypes, whose innermost nature is inaccessible to experience, represent the heaped up or pooled experiences of organic existence in general, a million times repeated and condensed into types. So process that one for a bit, let it marinate as we're going through the rest of this video. The necessity of the depth of the archetype and the unconscious mind that introverted intuitives bring to the world is just so powerful because it's all around us. It's everywhere. The problem is, well, most of the time, most people are just living their daily life. They're focusing on the sensory world and things going on around them because those are the immediate threats. Those are the immediate things that we have to deal with. But introverted intuition as a cognitive function, personified as a character, this mystic character knows that there's more to life, that patterns are repeating themselves, that we can understand the essence of something because we have this unconscious collection of endless amount of data points that are all showing us what a thing is, what it could be, where it's going. And it's a matter of, well, how do we perceive this thing? And what are we going to do with that perception of it? And with that comes a lot of metaphors and analogies. Both intuitive functions love metaphors and analogies, but the ones that introverted intuition uses are a lot deeper. Me as an extroverted intuitive, I use analogies all the time, you know, bouncing off of things, connecting. Oh, it's kind of like this. But the depth that introverted intuition wants to bring to it is quite different. So what are some of the strengths for introverted intuition and NJ types? Well, the ability to, again, detach from the normal perception that everybody has is an extremely powerful skill. My ENFJ friend always brings questions to my mind that I have never considered at all. It's always like, well, why are we thinking about it this way? Or is this really the case? Is this really the issue? And having that ability to detach and see things from a broader perspective is so powerful. Most of the reasons why we have problems is because we're stuck in the same mindset and the same perspective, going at it again and again. It's attacking a fire-breathing dragon with a dagger again and again and not being able to get anywhere because we're not thinking of different approaches to it. So introverted intuition is able to do that very well. So as a potentially real world example, it could be an author who sees the end of their career as having, you know, created a bunch of different books or some sort of movement around a new way of thought and thinking. Or seeing the way that different technology is going to emerge in the future. Things like Star Trek have brought out a lot of different innovations, and probably those were thought of by INTJs. I can't say for sure, and I'm sure somebody else out there has done a lot more research on that specific point than me. And yet, that is the thing that, for example, INTJs can do. It's combining technology, thinking about things, and then where they're going into the future. INFJs would be more thinking about the direction that people are going, unifying people around a vision. So if you are an INJ, you want to make sure that you lean into that. You want to have a vision for where you're going in your life. And I know you know that already, but lean into it. This is a superpower for you. This is something that, like, only, what, 10% of the population has as a strength. Everybody else is afraid of it. If it's not their strength, it's likely going to be in a weakness area. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that you bring that into an intentional focus of your life. So if you're guiding other people, you know, even if you're not at the top of like a company or something like that, you can still be an advisor. And being trusted for where things are going is an extremely powerful skill and position to be in. It doesn't have to be in the front line. You don't have to be the innovating explorer or something like that out in the front, or the commander out in the front. You can be. But as introverts, I know that that's not necessarily the first place that we want to gravitate towards. And what are the weaknesses or struggles of introverted intuition? Well, despite being able to see where things are going and have this almost clarity of where things are actually going to go and the details of those, you don't necessarily have all the details about it, I know, but you know, like, well, this is what's going to happen, right? You're not able to explain that as easily as you can feel it or sense it. So many times you hear INJs saying things like, well, I just know that this is what's going to happen. Like, trust me, please. And people don't do that. And that is a weakness, because being able to communicate that is not very easy. And it's something that you have to move into extroverted feeling or extroverted thinking to find the right organization or the right emotion or value to communicate the vision and to get people to buy into that. And that is hard, because that's in the outer world. That's the extroverted offensive stuff. And introverted intuition does not innately carry that skill set. Another weakness or struggle that comes with introverted intuition is the constant focus on energy management, on rejuvenation, on energy depletion, because the extroverted sensory world around you is in your inferior function, and it's quite taxing, and yet you're surrounded by it all the time. So sensory overstimulus is something that INJs often have to deal with, because introverted intuition needs to dissociate or detach from the sensory bombardment of everything that's going on around you. And another natural weakness or struggle for introverted intuition is that it's intuitive, and most of the world are sensors. So when you're communicating these ideas, people want to see, well, what are the actual tangible facts? What's verifiable about this? And that's really hard to communicate, and something that is going to be a struggle probably forever, unfortunately, for you to express. But you can get better at it. You can improve on it. And it takes another level of meta recognition of, well, what patterns have worked when I've tried to explain this before? What metaphors or analogies have been good with communicating this, and how can I leverage that? This is something that I've learned a lot in my own way as an extroverted intuitive, living in Japan and learning the Japanese language while I was here. At the start, it was quite a struggle because I couldn't even count to 10. And as I started learning more language, I wasn't able to communicate things in the way that I wanted. So I knew I had to go around it. I knew if I wanted to say this thing, I had to find some other squiggly or wavy path to get to the idea that I wanted to communicate using the words and knowledge that I have. That is something that you have probably a superpower in doing. I've seen an ENTJ friend of mine, he drew a graph to explain a point, and it just instantly Using that symbolism made things so much more clear and easy to understand. So you can do it. Who are some superheroes that use introverted intuition as a strength? So the INFJs and INTJs. I'm going to list off a bunch of them, and you can just kind of embrace it and listen for the ones that really resonate with you. These are crowdsourced personality typing profiles. I have not vetted all of these myself, and actually a couple I kind of disagree with, but that's okay. I'm going to allow the hive mind of the world to put these out there. And if you disagree with any of them, please let me know down below in the comments. That's okay too. I'm not precious about any of these necessarily because they are characters. They're not real people, and they can't justify and validate why they are doing the things that they're doing on a process level. Loki, Batgirl, Vision, Daredevil, Raven from the DC animated movie universe, Poison Ivy, Charles Xavier, Professor X, Cersei from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Silver Surfer, Ra's al Ghul, Stephen Strange, Doctor Strange, Thanos, Batman, Magneto. So here are a bunch of characters who supposedly lead with introverted intuition. And you can see that they all have this longer range vision, again, for what is going to happen and where things are going, where people are going, where the shape of the universe or world is going to go. Not all of them are mystical characters wielding superpowers, but that is something that often comes up. And there's a lot of like telekinesis and underlying magic weaving abilities within these characters. And most of them know something that most everybody else doesn't know. And it's not because they've necessarily dived deep into the technical workings of it in an introverted thinking type way, but it's like an awareness that the world is not as we see it, and that there's something else going on here. And they have like a meta perspective on that. In order to understand the cognitive function of introverted intuition better, it helps to have different other functions to compare it to. This is always a way of triangulating and kind of understanding more of where you are. So if we're looking at introverted intuition, which we already talked about as idea space focused on the probability of things happening, the direction of things evolving through time, seeing things in a different way. Remember this visioning mystic character. Well, if we were to compare that to another ideas character, we have extroverted intuition, what I call the innovating explorer within the RPG model. And right off the bat, you see a mystic and explorer. Explorer is more offensive. It's outward focused. It's seeking new thrills, discovering things. Whereas the mystic, introverted intuition, is uncovering things. The explorer is divergent. I imagine it always as a dwarf. This is back from when I first kind of created this mindset around personifying these characters. It's a dwarf with a shotgun that's just seeking new thrills and new challenges, wants to, you know, find some new beast out there to chase and to hunt down. And with that comes a lot of like energetic exploration. Whereas the mystic, I imagine it always like an elf with a bow and arrow or some sort of distant way, like a sniper or something like that, distant way of following something, following a beast, following the trail as it's going around, and then picking the perfect time to collapse or to shoot it or whatever it is. So again, extroverted intuition, it's more fast-paced innovation. It's creating new ideas by putting things together and seeing what emerges from there. Whereas the mystic, visioning mystic, introverted intuition is seeing where things are going to converge. And for me, as an extroverted intuitive, I'm an INFP, introverted intuition feels too slow. It feels like it's going to take forever. And that's not necessarily how it works. It's you get an insight when you get an insight, when it's ready, when it's been marinated or cooked or crystallized, right? But for me as an extroverted intuitive, I always feel like I need to put more energy into exploring an idea instead of stepping back and just trusting that my unconscious mind will bring forth the answer when it's ready. And I've dealt with this a lot. I've put a lot of time into self-hypnosis and meditation, so I have a better relationship to it. It's not as negative as it might have sounded when I just talked about it, but it is still there. Like, I naturally tend to brainstorm a bunch of ideas first before realizing that I can just take a step back and let it handle itself, let the idea come when it's ready. And to compare it to introverted sensing, so introverted intuition and introverted sensing are both protectors. They're focused on seeing the threat, like what is going to happen. Introverted sensing checks with the past and wants to implement the things that happened, the knowledge from the past, through review and reflection and rumination over the past, implement those strategies and tactics and information and understanding into the next steps. And so introverted sensing, I call the stabilizing guardian. Imagine a guardian with its shield up. And remember, introverted intuition, I call the visioning mystic. Okay, it's an eye, seeing things in a different way. The mystic is focused on the future mainly as its main timeline and seeing where the idea space is going to go, as opposed to introverted sensing, which is checking in with the captured experiences, the sensory space, capturing those, recalling, reviewing, reflecting over those, understanding them deeper through personal reflection over their own experiences, and then bringing those memories into the present and carrying them out as traditions into the future as well. One thing that might help if you're talking to an IJ and you're trying to figure out what's their personality type, I've noticed introverted sensors, so the ISJs, tend to tell more stories about what happened and the events that they went through the day, and INJs will more likely talk about the bigger idea, where things are going. I know I've said that so many times, but it always happens. They tend to think about metaphors, talk about more ambiguous things instead of actual experiences. And remember that none of these functions are better than any others. They just have different places. You don't want to read a book with the adventurer, extroverted sensing. It just doesn't quite fit. But you don't want to smell roses with an adept, introverted thinking, mathematician, scientist type character. Just using the right character for the right job is so important. So none of these are better or worse than the others. They just have different places, and we all have different personality types that we value certain functions more and less, and other functions have some negative baggage attached to them too. So learning to appreciate the other cognitive functions, the other characters within you, is one way of appreciating other people around you more as well, and having more compassion for their struggles as well. The benefit of understanding introverted intuition is if you have this perspective that your unconscious mind is holding all the information that you need, then it's a lot more freeing in a lot of ways. You can stop. You can first do a bunch of research, do whatever you're going to do, freak out about things. That's fine too, whatever's happening. But then you can stop and you can just tell your unconscious mind, like, I need some advice on this. Please give me a signal, give me a sign, update me, give me some sort of insight when it's processed. And then you can go about your day doing other things. You can go for a walk. You can take a shower. You can listen to some music. You can start cleaning your house or whatever it is, and trust that that insight will come out when it's ready. And I know that might sound woo-woo if you're not an INJ, but if you are, come on now. I'm sure that makes sense to you. And it's something that I've learned to appreciate so much more since my journey into hypnosis and self-development and learning how the brain works and the reticular activating system, the RAS, that's going to alert you to the things that you're focusing on. So if you buy a new camera or a new car, then you start to see it everywhere, right? You start to see the same one everywhere. Well, that's your reticular activating system showing you things that you have designated are important. And your unconscious mind can do that too. Introverted intuition can do that too. You just need to set that thought out there and then be willing to pay attention to it when it gets shown to you. So what can you do to improve your introverted intuition, whether it's a main skill of yours or something that you want to develop? Well, the first thing that you can probably guess that I'll recommend is learning to meditate, learning self-hypnosis, or just hypnosis in general. The more you study that, the more you can start to appreciate the style that the introverted and intuitive's brain is accessing. Dario Nardi's work showed this soft sifting through all these functions, all these brain regions, and it is in a slow meditative state as it's doing it. Well, that's what we're doing. We trance out a bit, our eyes go into peripheral vision, we start to access more of our brain, our inner voice shuts up. So that's another thing that you can do, is just access your peripheral vision more. So pick a point in front of you, focus on that intensely, and then start to spread your vision farther apart, as far as you can go. I can see the screen behind me right now, just a little bit. Okay, and go up and down, see how far you can spread your vision. This is something that you can think of as the learner's mind or learning state. And it's a way of accessing more of your brain and a hack into introverted intuition as well. Do it intentionally and you can start to build skills around that and appreciate it more and add it on to your skill set of cognitive function tactics. So what can introverted intuitives do to balance their extroverted sensing? Extroverted sensing, this is the engaging adventurer. This is the sensory character that's in the present world, surrounded by the environment, very focused on hands-on juggling, maybe actually physically juggling, but doing many different physical tasks at the same time. I imagine them just running into a crowd and thunderclapping, and you know, they're the ones that are extremely present and oftentimes very athletic. And that's an emergent hobby and habit that comes from the process of being focused on the present moment and sensory experiences and wanting to turn those up more and more. But that doesn't mean that you cannot access that. It just takes a little bit of work. And, you know, a lot of INJs are into yoga and martial arts and working out and things like that too. So how do you balance this? Well, remember, the mystic is long-range focused. It wants as much time to perceive a thing before time closes in on them. I don't know what your metaphor for how time works is. Are you approaching time? Is it approaching you? What is going on there? Maybe that's something you can comment down below in the comments. But introverted intuitives want more time to see how things are going to happen. Extroverted sensing, the adventurer just wants to run in there and just like, this is now, let's live now. So appreciating that, you can add that more into your life. Have some sensory time, sensory experiences, whether it's walking or hiking, riding your bike, doing something like martial arts, yoga. Those are all good ways of connecting your body and your mind. The experiences life domain and the ideas life domain. And just know that when you don't know what's going to happen, if you're getting stressed out or freaked out, have anxiety about something that's going to occur, having sensory experience is the way of getting feedback, immediate feedback that'll help shape your vision of where things are going. The problem is when we isolate ourselves too much, when we don't have enough outer world engagement, then, well, we can create whatever ideas and fantasies that we want in our mind. And sometimes those are not the ones that we think we want, but we've tasked our mind to make those happen. So we find ways of creating that. So get immediate feedback as much as possible in order to balance your psyche. So remember, introverted intuition is a perceiving function. It's how you take in, gather information. It's in ideas space. It's intuition, and it's introverted. So it's subjective. It's your own personal understanding of how things are going. And I know that gets a little bit difficult to parse when we're talking about the unconscious and the collective unconscious, but extroverted intuition is like, see this bottle? Okay, look at what this could become. It's an idea that we can all like take and springboard from there. Feasibly, we could do that together. Introverted intuition is some idea seed that's going on in your mind. And so remember to use that in your life intentionally, sharing that with other people. I know it's hard. I know it's a struggle, but we need that. It would be so much more helpful if the world kind of had an understanding of where things are going to pan out. And it's unfortunately one of the burdens of your superpowers, I feel, is to share that with us. You know, I have my own burdens too. We all have our own within each personality type. But I'm begging you, please share more of that with other people and substantiate that with some sort of extroverted thinking, objective, logical, measurable thing, or just getting people so like heartfelt, motivated into following along with this idea, this vision, this perspective of where things are going. It's hard, but please keep at it. And the best thing that you can do for your personality type is if you're getting stressed out, two things. One, you need to have more introverted intuition time where you're sitting in a garden, just being calm. You're in your closet, door closed, lights off, just like letting your mind go where it's going to go. If you're not getting enough of that time, you're going to be exhausted. You're going to be stressed out. But don't forget your other functions. Don't forget these other characters within your internal fellowship, the questing party in your mind. Make sure you have enough adventurer time, that you're getting some sort of physical interaction and engagement in the world. Okay? So I hope that this video was helpful. Let me know down below what were the biggest insights that you had, what helped you throughout your journey as an INJ. And I'm looking forward to seeing you in the next one. Peace. Thanks for listening, and I hope you got something out of it. I know that by listening to this podcast, it means that you're ready to take your life to the next level, and I'm so excited to help you do it. Whether you're struggling with anxiety, lack of motivation, or you're just looking for your spark and purpose, I have many courses and a one-on-one coaching service available to you to help you get out of your own way and be happy. So head on over to geekpsychology.com to get started. See you there.